You are listening to an SAFM podcast, 104 to 107 nationwide. Stream us live on www.safm.co.za or via the SABC Plus app. SABC News, independent and impartial.
Thank you very much, Asma, for your time with us this morning on The Weekend View. Let's perhaps start on that very matter about understanding which court to approach. I suppose it all depends on the nature of the matter being dealt with, isn't it?
Absolutely. Good morning to you and your listeners. So that's exactly it. It's in a particular case that's come up recently, it's the court had to determine, because what happens initially is you would approach a court and they need to inevitably determine their jurisdiction. And when a court is specifically dealing with labor court issues, it's not really a problem to approach someone like the labor court. But when you have an issue that's governed mainly by the regulations of Gatherings Act, for example, you'd have to then approach the High Court. And that becomes an issue when you've approached the wrong court and you're seeking some sort of urgent intervention from them and they can't assist you based on their jurisdiction.
What is the greatest challenge, Asma, when political parties get involved? A lot of them these days have a labor desk of sorts.
Yes.
And you'll find workers who perhaps feel as though whatever their arrangement might be in their workplace, whether they have representatives or not, perhaps may feel there may be greater action when they go to a political party, especially those who are able to attract and amass the public's attention very easily. They feel as though their matter can, in fact, be dealt with quite quickly. But what problem does and what challenge does that pose?
So that's precisely it. The issue is that we need so the Labor Relations Act, as we know, governs labor issues, and what specifically happens is workers can and do approach political parties for assistance, and the courts have generally accepted that political parties can give advice. Or assist in an advisory capacity, but they can't then involve themselves in actual strike action, for example. Mm-hmm. So if their matter falls squarely, if it's a squarely employment law related matter and a political party is representing the interests of workers, then you can engage the audience of the labor court to try and assist and stop that. But as you've rightfully said, it's sometimes a workers' world sort of approach political parties and ask for their assistance because of the reach that they have, and they're allowed to advise, they're allowed to assist as far as they can, but they can't involve themselves as a labor union, for example, would, where they would then undergo strike action. What's interesting in the most recent case, which is the case against the ANC Youth League, CCI and ANC Youth League, mm-hmm. is that they were almost aware of this and they knew that they couldn't sort of delve into it. The workers in this particular matter didn't actually approach the political party. It was something that they found that they resonated with and they wanted to sort of stand up for. And in that matter in particular, the Labour Court found that there was no jurisdiction because the workers didn't even engage the political party. They just saw something and decided, that they wanted to get involved. So it does happen, and it's important for an employer to understand where it is coming from before they approach court and decide how to deal with what's happening at the workplace.
Mm-hmm. So in cases like that, where there isn't that formal relationship between employees and say that political party, and there is in fact an issue that employees are dealt with, then what is the best course of action? Say there isn't a trade union that's around or that has been engaged or so on. What is the ideal or the best course of action?
Well, if employees do want to embark on strike action for demands that they might have within in a specific organization, then the LRA does explain how or what needs to happen before that strike action is undertaken, and that's dealt with in Section 64 of the Labor Relations Act, and employees can do that. if they need advice on how to do that, if they don't have a labor union that can assist, then they can seek the advice of a political party, as the courts have made very clear that you are allowed to advise or act in an advisory capacity, but you can't, as a political party, show up. And if it's an employment or law related matter, but you can assist as far as possible and help, because there are remedies available to employees within the Labor Relations Act that they can if they obviously follow the prescripts of the Labor Relations Act and do it in sort of a managed way, then there should be no issue in you getting your demands forward towards an employer. And doing it the right way. Then even if an employer approaches the labor court to try and interdict it, they wouldn't be able to if all the rules were followed, and you would get your point across. There's just specific ways to do it, that can't be, that have to be followed before you listen to.
Yeah, so the message here is that political parties should behave, right? We'll follow the rules, but it's not necessarily not to get involved.
Yes, we understand that Section 17 of our Constitution protects everyone's right to make themselves heard. It provides for the right to assemble, it provides for the right to demonstrate, to picket, to present petitions peacefully. It's enshrined in our Constitution. That needs to be regulated, also, our Labor Relations Act is there, and it allows workers to be heard. It allows workers to demonstrate, to picket, well within the confines of the law, and that should be fine. So yes, everyone, workers and political parties alike, have to behave when it comes to getting that point forward.
Asma, we appreciate your time with us this morning. That was Asma Kachalia, Director in Employment Law Practice at Cliff Decker Hofmeyr.
You can find SAFM Current Affairs on 104 to 107 nationwide. Our podcasts are available for download on all our digital platforms. SAFM, leading the conversation.